Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We hope today's show finds you well. It's time for another great trip report, as it is a Monday. But first, a quick word from our sponsors, and it is getting down to crunch time, guys. And we have a couple of ideas for those Christmas gifts. Christmas is next week, so get ready for that. First of all, how about a copy of Beyond the Wisdom of Walt by author Jeff Barnes? I have a quote from Jim Corcus after reading this book, and here's what Jim, the Disney historian, has to say about Beyond the Wisdom of Walt. Jeff's first book impacted the lives of so many people with Disney pixie dust and a new perspective to familiar stories. This valuable sequel continues to add that magic with even more insights, but this time into the Magic Kingdom and those who made Walt's final dream a reality. Disney cast members once in it ended their interactions with guests with the phrase, "May all your days be Disney days." This book will guarantee that wish can come true for every reader. Pick up your copy of Beyond the Wisdom of Walt for the Disney fan in your life right now on Amazon, or just drop by thewisdomofwalt.com. Save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with a great premium subscription to touringplans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. And if you're like me and it gets down to 0 hour right before Christmas and you still don't know what to get that Disney fan in your life, you can go online, touringplans.com, drop in their email address, and your friends or family members will have 365 days of great information, guaranteeing them a better trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal in the coming year. Check them out today. Happy holidays from all the folks over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Episode 1264 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you, and welcome to Crunch Time. It's almost Christmas. You got a week, guys, to get out there and get that shopping done. Plenty of time to go buy Amazon. You know, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon will help you out and support our sponsors as well. They're great gifts for the Disney fan in your life. But we're here today to, of course, it's a Monday trip report time, going back to one of my favorite resorts, which I never ever thought about for ages. And then once I stayed there, I have not stopped thinking about it since. So today we're going to head up to Aurora, Illinois. And I know that, you know, if you're my age, if you're somebody like me, as soon as I say Aurora, Illinois, you think Wayne's World, right? But our guest today doesn't, because she's never seen the movie. So Chris is joining us from up out near Chicago. How's it going, Chris?
It's going great. How you doing?
I'm good. Glad to have you on the show. And we have to fix that, man. I'll have to send you a DVD or something of Wayne's World. It's one of the greatest 90s movies of all. You know, it was like right when I graduated high school, and I know you went to high school in St. Louis. I went to high school in St. Louis. I mean, you know, you could have been there at the theater at Northwest Plaza when I saw it. You know, that theater's long gone, as is the mall. But, you know, those were the days.
That's true. Though my husband had me, it was a requirement to watch Blues Brothers before we got married. So that's, to him, that's the...
There you go.
Perfect that, Chicago movie.
Oh,
so.
That is. I think they blew up half the city making that movie, you know, but it's a classic. I love that mall too, when they drive down the middle. Anyway, we're not here. We could do a movie review podcast here, I guess, but I haven't seen many movies. I've been to Walt Disney World probably more times than I've seen movies anyway. So today we're going to talk about a great trip you took last spring. And I mean, I know that we're coming up on Christmas and then it'll be 2018. Before you know it, guys, you know, it'll be time for the Flower and Garden Festival and people are going to be planning those spring trips. I know people are already. So hopefully this one will kind of find you in a good spot to look forward to 2018. So talk to us about this trip. What was the occasion to go down? When did you go down? Who traveled with you? All that stuff. Let's dive into the fun stuff.
Sure. It was a great trip. We had decided to go because my son's very involved in his high school choir and band, and they go down and do spring break trips. So his band went in 2016, and I said, well, we're going to go in 2017 when you go for choir. And it was in June was our 20th wedding anniversary. So we decided to combine the trips and we went for that spring break and watched my son's choir sing down at Disney Springs. But we also wanted to go back to the boardwalk, but stay in the villas and really treat ourselves, because we stayed at the Boardwalk Inn back in 1997 for our honeymoon. So wanted to go back to kind of where it all began.
I love that, though. You tie in, you know, the 20th wedding anniversary back to the place where you had your honeymoon, and it was the Boardwalk. So let's kind of start with the focus there. I love talking resorts. It's one of my favorite topics, obviously, with Disney, because where you stay really kind of drives the entire theme of the trip and how the trip feels. Of course, staying at a deluxe resort there during Flower and Garden in the Epcot Resort area, and you had that nostalgic connection to the Boardwalk. So what were your thoughts? What was it like going back 20 years later? Had anything changed? What was anything surprising from staying there? Because, I mean, you can pass through, but when you stay there, you get the full experience.
Yeah, it was great. I can remember when we went there for our honeymoon, we were like on the Epcot side so that we could see the fireworks, which was really cool. So this year I just said, you know, we rented points and I said, I'm going to splurge this. We're only going to hit the 20th once, so let's enjoy it. And so we stayed, we got a one bedroom, but on the Boardwalk view. So we were two floors above the general store. So we could sit on our balcony and watch and listen to the magicians. You know, they were right actually below us, so we could kind of look down on them. And I had never been to Flower and Garden, so it was just so much fun going there. It was such a blast.
So you had one of those rooms, though, that you actually look down on the Boardwalk, like the folks can, because I've always been jealous. Like I've always wanted to stay in one of those rooms. You know, I think that'd be so cool.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you could. Now, we're not coffee drinkers. We had our sodas in the morning, but we went and we could sit out on the balcony and watch everybody walking around and at nighttime, you know, it really came to life. And with all the lights and everything looking across, and you could see, we could pretty much see the fireworks, I think, for the Magic Kingdom. You know, of course, not hear them at all, but we could see them from a distance and we could watch illuminations from where we were. So it was really nice.
Cool. So tell us about the one bedroom. Did that feel, you know, was it just three of you guys for the most part? I know there was a part where it was just you and your husband for a while, but what was it, roomy? Did it work out well? What did you think?
Oh, it was great. My husband actually said he got lost. There were so many doors because, you know, as you go in, you have the nice living room area, but then there's a door to the bedroom, then there's a door to the bathroom, and then there's another door between one bathroom, you know, a connecting bathroom basically between, so you could go round and around. He said he woke up in the middle of the night and almost went in the bathroom in the closet because he couldn't figure out where he was going. So it was great. We were there for, let's see, Saturday through Wednesday by ourselves. And then my son, who was 17 at the time, joined us, and he's been sleeping on the sofa beds forever. So he was fine on the sofa bed. So that was nice. So but the two balconies was really nice.
Oh,
having,
man,
one outside the one bedroom and then one in the living room area.
You're killing me. I just want one looking out over the balcony or over the Boardwalk. You had two. So, you know, this was pretty much an adult trip. I mean, all the way around, because you're you know, your son's 17 years old. So was the vibe to kind of really enjoy the resort area and just take it easy? Or are you guys folks that, even though it's an adult type trip, you're rope droppers and you're seeing everything? Like, how do you go about taking care of your vacation?
Well, I would like to be rope droppers. And when my son and I went, when he was, I think he was 12, it was just the two of us for 4 days. I don't think we really slept, because so we were there morning to night and everything. My husband likes to sleep in a little bit if he can, but if, as long as he doesn't have to get up so early to go to a brunch, you know, breakfast buffet, that was fine. So the first morning it was like, okay, yeah, we have 8 a.m. reservations, but it's just at the beach club, just right across the lake. We can go there. So we decided to kind of relax. We'd been there a couple of times and we just really decided we wanted to enjoy ourselves. First time to Trader Sam's. So I wanted to enjoy the adult beverages while I could. Really enjoyed the Flower and Garden with all the, you know, hitting all the countries along the way. That was, you know, trying all the different foods was great.
Yeah, and you did that right, because I can tell you, you know, I work with a lot of guests who plan, we plan a lot of trips every day, and I can tell you that right now for 2018 during the Flower and Garden Festival, you know, those dates are booking up solid already at, you know, Boardwalk Beach Club, Yacht Club, you know, because I'm sure you noticed this, because I noticed this for Marathon when I stayed at Boardwalk last year, was that, you know, you hear about how convenient it is to walk to Epcot when you're staying in one of those three resorts, or even to the studios. We walk to the studios every time, too. And, you know, you hear about that, but I never experienced it. I thought, yeah, you know, we walk all day. The last thing I want to do is walk to Epcot. But it is, I mean, literally, it's like walking from, say, Mexico to the American Adventure Pavilion, and you're back in your hotel room. I mean, there's one thing. You don't have to consider transportation time. You know, you can walk past Sample Hills, grab an ice cream, walk to Epcot. I mean, boom. Did you feel that same way?
Oh, yeah, exactly. We, the two of us did Epcot one day by ourselves, and, well, day one, we got in one of the popcorn buckets that, from that point on, for the whole life of your trip, it's really cheap to get refills. So we had that attached to one of our bags. And so we're walking around the countries. My husband decided he was tired, wanted to go back and take a nap. I'm like, that's fine. I got my popcorn bucket here. I went and grabbed another drink, and I just kept walking around by myself because we were so close. And I was, you know, an hour behind him, but we were back in our room in 5 minutes, which was the best.
Yeah, it's shocking. Really nice. It is. I mean, because, you know, we love staying at the Moderates and the Values, too. And, you know, there's something to be said for just jumping a bus and going back to your hotel. It's not that big a deal. But then you get so spoiled, especially with Marathon Weekend, with so much
absolutely.
Going on Epcot. It's like, whoa, we don't even have to think about a bus. We just boom. I mean, you're right at your room, especially because we were staying. I think we had kind of the view that you had on your honeymoon. We were on the side where we were overlooking France. I mean, we were basically, our room was backing up to the backside of the France Pavilion. So we were really, really close to Epcot on that end of the resort. So we're staying at Beach Club this time for Marathon. So I'm looking forward to that because we've only stayed there one night, one time. So, you know, Stormalong Bay in January. I'm just hoping for a little bit of warm weather. It could be 20 and I'll be in that thing because of what I'm paying. But, you know,
exactly.
You can't beat the Epcot Resort area. It sounds like you guys really enjoyed your time there.
Oh, yeah, we really did. And we did one more. No, what was it? It was an evening. We went to the Abracadabra for when we decided to celebrate our anniversary. We hit there. We grabbed a drink there. And then we were going over to the Yachtsman Steakhouse for our nice dinner. We were going to go do Victoria and Albert's. We did that during our honeymoon. But, you know, it's like, I'd rather have a really good steak. It's really nice. It's nice and close. So we'll go there. We didn't want to really splurge that huge amount. And so I went one way on the boardwalk. My husband went the other way so we could see who won, you know, going around Crescent Lake. I ended up winning just because I knew kind of where I was going. He hadn't really looked at the map, so he didn't know exactly how far to go. So, but it was a good time.
You know, it's tricky there at the Beach Club trying to find like your way around, like behind Stormalong Bay. It like try to find Yachtsman's, you know, over at Yacht Club. It's tricky.
It
if you're
really
coming
hard.
In from the Beach Club side. You're like, how do I get there? You know, like you gotta go past Ariel's and Cape May. It's kind of like a little, you did. So you went around by the Swan and Dolphin, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I'd have done if I wanted to win. More clear
shot.
Yeah.
We had never been inside technically the Yacht Club. We've been to Cape May many times. So I went in where I know to go and asked them where to go. And so they directed us kind of behind. So finally got to see Stormalong Bay from the other side. So it was kind of cool. It was really neat.
It is.
So that'll be the next trip or something.
There you go. You always got to have that next thing to look forward to. And I know you have a big one coming up. So I can't wait to talk about that one on the next time we talk. So anyway, let's talk about this trip. So you went to Yachtsman's kind of to celebrate. You did Victoria and Albert's. You did it right on your honeymoon. Yachtsman,
yes.
Nothing wrong with that either. So give us a review. What did you think of that meal for somebody looking to celebrate a big milestone at Walt Disney World?
It was awesome. It was wonderful. They really took care of us. They knew it was our anniversary. We had menus that said happy anniversary on it. Which was kind of what we had at Victoria and Albert's. Kind of, they do the same thing there. But this one was really nice. They gave us some really nice desserts. I had the best filet mignon. I'm a big steak person and from the Midwest. Gotta love my steak. I think my husband got, I think he either got a porterhouse or a Kansas City. I mean, he got a good steak too. And then just a nice dessert. It was a really relaxing time. And then we kind of walked around and went to go try to find our son was over at Illuminations with his high school choir, just kind of walking around. So we kept trying to find him, but I think he was in Japan while we were in China, you know, trying to meet up. So, but it was just a really nice, perfect night, just very relaxing.
So I know we're kind of jumping around here, dude. You know, but that's kind of fun to do, just to kind of go food and parks and resort and stuff like that. But what was the dynamic like with your son down there with his high school group? Because obviously he's going to balance his time with the performances and I'm sure staying, you know, and having some fun with his friends, like I said, in the parks and then, you know, wanting to spend some family time with you guys. So what's that like trying to balance all those activities going on in one trip?
Well, it was kind of fun because we didn't even try. We tried once to meet up with them. Once we got there, we kind of met up once. They got down there on Sunday. So we kind of saw him once at the Magic Kingdom. And then he was with his group the whole entire time. Because he's my son and I'm a huge Disney fan, he's a huge Disney fan. So he's the planner for his group. So he set up all the fast passes. He's walking around with all of his friends. The next day, you know, we tried to kind of see him, and basically we were texting. We kind of knew where everybody was, but we really only saw him one time at the Magic Kingdom, and then we saw him when they sang Tuesday night on the stage there at Disney Springs.
So what's that like to have your kid perform, you know, at Walt Disney World? You know, I've always dreamed. Paige came very close to playing soccer down at Wide World of Sports. Mallory's into cheerleading. There's talks they might go down there for some kind of a expo or, you know, something like that. I mean, when you hear your kids are in things like choir, band, sports, you know, there's always like, because Disney does everything, you know, it's like, oh, well, maybe, you know, maybe instead of going to Decatur, Illinois, you know, we'll go to Walt Disney World, you know, or something like that for a soccer trip, Peoria, Illinois, you know, I don't want to go, you know, not against Peoria, but I'd rather go to Walt Disney World. So what's that like going down there and seeing your kid perform there? I think that'd be pretty neat.
It was really cool. I actually took a picture of all the choirs that were performing. There was, I think that day was all choirs because they didn't want to have to get on and off all the band stuff. So there was a couple from Illinois, so that was kind of neat to see. But for band, they performed at like 11 o'clock in the morning because we ended up watching it on Facebook. Well, for choir, it wasn't until 7 o'clock at night. So we didn't know the time until we were all down there. So we kind of changed our plans a little bit, spent most of the day at Animal Kingdom that day. And then my aunt lives in Port Canaveral. And so she ended up coming over, and my cousin was in town also. So we actually had kind of a family reunion a little bit. We went over to Raglan Road, which was nice. We'd never been there, so that was a lot of fun. And then walked over, watched them sing. You know, these are songs we've heard them sing them many times, but it was really cool to see them, especially I wish I could remember what the song was, but the volcano was going off behind them for Rainforest Cafe. You know, they've got that volcano, yeah. Or T-Rex, one of those that has it. So that was kind of cool. You know, it's going off in the background. And then we all went to Ghirardelli's for for ice cream afterwards. So, man. You know.
Man, living the life. That's what you're supposed to do at Walt Disney World. You know, live it up. That's it. That sounds
That's
great.
Right.
And lots of great pictures, I'm sure, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look, now you mentioned you have relatives in Port Canaveral. My ears kind of perked up, a little off topic, but tell me that you visited over in the Titusville area, that you've been to Dixie Crossroads. Have you ever been there?
I believe I have, yes.
Yes, I love that place. I was actually craving it yesterday for some crazy reason. I have no idea why, but I love that place over in Titusville on the Space Coast.
Yeah, it's really nice. We've visited there a couple of times. Our last trip, which was in 2015, we like took our last 2 days and stayed there, which was a nice end to the day because they're right on the beach. And so it was just a nice, relaxing end to the vacation. Went over to and grabbed dinner at a place which was right next to where the cruise ships go out and that kind of stuff. So we could watch them going and that kind of stuff. So it's really cool over there.
Oh,
it's really
man.
Nice to have relatives that live fairly close. So that works.
You got that right. Well, you need a relative to visit like that. Cause like, you know, I could eat at Fish Lips 5 times a week if it was up to me. Just to watch. Cause I, you know, as much as I like cruising, I love just watching the ships. They're just little cities going in and out. You know, I watch the webcams all the time and that stuff amazes me. So, and I just like talking about that. So anyway, let's head back to Walt Disney World. So what was your touring like, you know, on a general day? You know, you mentioned you didn't necessarily like your rope drop, but were there any highlights, any stories, anything that happened inside the park that you still remember?
With my husband and I, we kind of did it right. We've both been on Star Tours, both, you know, we were like, you know, we've done it. We can get a little queasy on it, so we don't really need to do that so much anymore. So we could kind of take our time walking around. We talked with a lot of cast members, which was great. I decided on one of the days I was going to treat myself. And a couple of years ago, we did the Marceline to Main Street tour. And I talked my husband into it. And that was, I mean, he's a big Disney fan, but not as much as I am. So I really got into it more than he did. So he's like, I don't need to do that anymore. So this trip, I said, you know what? I'm going to enjoy myself. You can enjoy yourself sleeping. I'm going to go do Keys to the Kingdom. So I did that on Monday by myself, which was a lot of fun because you know, you're in with the group, you're in with a lot of people who enjoy Disney, learning and talking all about the stuff. The only disappointing thing was we didn't have food at Columbia Harbor House. Ooh. It was at Tomorrowland Terrace. So, because I love Columbia Harbor House.
Me too. And that's where we ate when I did it too. And I think we ate there when we did Marceline of the Magic Kingdom too. I did that one too. So, yeah, but you know what? You bring up a great point because I know people are always like, you know, the tour is something you do, you know, later down the line. It's not gonna be your first or second trip, usually not your third trip. You know, it's something you're looking for, like an advanced Disney fan experience. But I think you brought up exactly what you need to do is that, you know, I've gone on many tours, but I've never gone on any of the tours with my wife or my kids because they're not into that. I mean, don't get me wrong. They love going to Walt Disney World and having a great time and swimming and riding the rides and eating the meals and all that. You know, they don't get so excited about seeing how the trash is taken out in the utilidors. You know, I'm like, I geek out on that stuff. Like, that's awesome, you know, and the mechanics of how everything works. But I think it's okay to do exactly what you did and what I do as well is that, you know, the girls would go shopping to Disney Springs one morning while I got up super early, met for Keys to the Kingdom, did that tour. And then we'd meet at, you know, after lunchtime, we meet at the Magic Kingdom and go on with our day. And I had a great time doing the tour by myself. They had a good time shopping. I hate shopping, you know, so I think that's a good thing to bring up because I know a lot of times when you're on vacation, you want to stay together. But in many families, there's the big Disney fan and then there's the people who are fans of going on vacation and having a good time, but not necessarily people that want to do tours. So it sounds like it worked out well for you too.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was kind of weird kind of experience. It was almost kind of like a mini solo trip, you know, kind of walking around by myself because he wasn't going to meet me at the park. We were just going to meet later at the resort. So I said, you know what? I'm going to be done. I'm going to go on Space Mountain because he doesn't like it. He always thinks his head's going to get cut off, you know, because he's tall. It's like, no, it's not going to happen, but it's always a lot of fun. So it was kind of fun walking and I know the different paths to go. And I went on Space Mountain by myself and, you know, had the photo passes. I'm like, yeah, I'll get my picture taken right in front of by myself. You know, I don't need to have everybody. It was nice being together, but it was nice kind of doing a little bit on my own too.
Yeah. It's one of those things you just got to, and it is weird at first. I totally agree with you because, you know, I've had those experiences now at media events where, you know, you'll do a bunch of stuff with the Disney will take us around to do some stuff and they'll be like, okay, that's it for the day. You know, and it's 3:00 in the afternoon, you know, we'll meet you again at 7:30 in the morning. And then all of a sudden you got like, you know, I'm like, I'm at Walt Disney World. It's 3:00 in the afternoon. I have the rest of the evening, but I'm by myself. You know, it's like, what do I do? But once you kind of get in that mindset that it's cool, you know, if you want to get a picture in front of Cinderella Castle by yourself, nothing wrong with that. You know, you want to go ride Space Mountain, whatever you want to ride. It's almost freeing, but it does take, I kind of feel it in your voice that, you know, it takes a couple hours there to kind of get used to that feeling though. Like this, I'm not here with anybody. It's weird.
Yeah. It was weird. I mean, because he's not a big Thunder fan but he does like Splash Mountain, which I don't like Splash Mountain because I don't like the height thing. So we would split off there. Well, there's a photo pass person right next to Big Thunder. I'm like, yeah, I'll take a picture in front of the thing. You know, that was kind of cool.
That is. Now, one of the things you mentioned way back when you emailed me about this trip was that you had to deal with a car care center twice. So tell us about that because I've always rented the cars at the airport. Now I just use Uber pretty much. But what was up with that story?
Well, we decided the cheapest flight was going to be coming in Friday night instead of Saturday. Well, our reservation started on Saturday, so we found an offsite hotel, and I've only done Magical Express, so it was a little different. But you know, we rented a car. I decided to do Alamo because I knew they were on, on property. So, you know, it was midnight by the time we got there, but went up to the kiosk, got the car. That was no issue. I will say that, you know, those kind of hotels are not, you know, it was a little off strips or, you know, really off property. So there was, I remember there was a cockroach running around in our bathroom there, but you know, hey, it was only a one night thing. We were out of there pretty fast in the morning. But it was nice because we hit the Publix, grabbed some food, and then went to check in, dropped off all of our stuff, including the groceries. Bell Services is awesome for that. And then we went to go drop off the car, and it was no issue because it was basically like, okay, well, where do you want to go? You know, they've got the shuttle buses that will take you wherever. And so they dropped us off at Hollywood Studios. The next time we took it was on the Wednesday when, after my son's choir did Disney, they did a day at that other park, which Yeah, they went to Universal, but that was, I mean, we're big Harry Potter fans, so he enjoys that. And so they were going to have dinner there on the City Walk. And so we were going to go pick him up from there. So we rented a car, but you have to call them ahead of time to have, they only go to the resorts at certain times of the day. So we actually kind of had to go based on what time they picked. So it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it wasn't too bad. Basically that was the one time that they went around in the boardwalk area to the shuttle bus. Now I'm sure we could have gone to another, you know, if we were at Magic Kingdom, we would have had to kind of find out what time it would have been from there. But we were just coming from our resort. It was kind of neat because we went to one of the outlet malls. I said, okay, drop me off. I just want to see what the Disney outlet stores are there in Orlando. We've got one up here, you know, but my husband really likes pins. And so I went and got some really, they had food and wine pins for like a dollar each that had Remy on them from the previous food and wine. So I got some of those so we could do some pin trading. And then drove out to pick him up from Universal. And then came back. And then the next morning it was nice because it's like, all right, we'll just drive over to the car care place. And then they drove us over to the Contemporary because we had reservations that morning for Chef Mickey's anytime. You know, they were very helpful. You know, I can't say enough about it. It was really nice.
Yeah, it's good to have that option. It really is flexibility when you have a rental car. I mean, lately the last few trips, with being more comfortable with taking Uber, we've been using that just for the, because the thing is with a car, like it's great to have. It's a huge convenience because, like you said, if you keep it for the length of your stay, you can just like, okay, let's drive over to Epcot. Boom. You don't have to wait for a bus. You don't have to walk to the bus stop. It can save you time. But we're big fans of Disney transportation. So once we're on site, we use the buses and the boats and the monorails and everything for the most part. And it's a savings. And then what we do is we just supplement it. Say we want to go from a resort to resort Uber, you know, and it's so easy because they pick you up and, you know, drop you off like at the prime spot. You don't have to worry about parking and walking in and so forth like that. So I think it's a good balance though, because when you have that rental car, you know, you're at your own schedule. And plus, you know, you always know you're going back to like an air conditioned car and you have a seat. You know, with the buses, you don't always have that.
That is true. That is true.
And those outlet malls too kill me when I see people posting pictures of, especially after like a Run Disney weekend when I'm down there and like I paid, oh, say like $35 for a t-shirt that I just had to have. And then you see them like, you know, 1,000 of them at the outlet mall. And they're like $12. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You're killing me. Don't do that.
I mean, this was 6 months later, so it wasn't too bad. But, and we kept a couple for ourselves. But this gave us the freedom to kind of say, oh, let's see what that pin is. You know, what's the mystery pin that the cast member has? Because, you know, we would go around and do a lot of pin trading that way and talk to everybody. It was kind of fun.
That is cool. So now you mentioned also, you kind of mentioned some of the restaurants you ate at. Another one you said was the first time was Liberty Tree Tavern. So what was your quick review on that one being a first timer there?
That was a lot of fun. It's a lot of food. Neither one of my husband and I aren't salad eaters. So as soon as they're like, okay, we're going to bring the salad course. We're like, no, you can just go ahead and start bringing the meat. We're okay. We don't need the salad. Don't bring that stuff. But, yeah, it was nice to be able to say, okay, I want to have, you know, just a little bit of extra of the mashed potatoes or a little bit of extra of the beans or, you know, all the extra, the food and that kind of stuff. I would say the only bad thing was the bathroom was like really far up the stairs out of the way.
Yep.
But other than that, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I always say it's a bathroom from colonial days. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Like,
that thing was around in 1776, I think. It's it meets the theme, I think. So now you also said, you know, you made, I like this because I think that I try to do what you did as far as like scheduling some new dining experiences and then going back to my favorites, you know, my old familiars. And some of your favorite, the places that you go back to, 50s Primetime, Cape May, Chef Mickey's, and Crystal Palace, which I think all four are extremely high on the list for most Disney fans that go down to Walt Disney World. So why those? I mean, is there a favorite out of that four that are your familiars, or is there a reason? I don't know, because I can't like see a common thread. You know, two are character meals. Three, I guess, Cape May is at breakfast. I mean, I'm just looking, trying to see. So why are those your favorite and familiar places?
Well, yeah, we've only done the Cape May for breakfast. We're big ones to do the buffet, the breakfast buffet. That way, you know, maybe you have dinner kind of middle of the afternoon or just kind of snack and that kind of stuff. That kind of takes care of a lot of your food, but also takes care of a lot of the characters, which is kind of a nice thing to have. Cape May was the first place that we tried to get our son when he was five to, get into the characters, and it scared him to death until he decided to went up behind Goofy and, you know, smacked him on the butt. He's like, oh, okay, this is kind of fun. I can do this.
Little kid, please don't touch Goofy.
Exactly. It was kind of funny. But I would say Crystal Palace is our favorite. Just the decor, the architecture of the place, it's just beautiful there. It's so nice, and you can just look right out, you know, and see the castle. That was a lot of fun.
It's almost like a Cinderella Castle dining experience light, you know, because when you're in the castle, you can't see the castle. But when you're eating at Crystal Palace, you get to see, you know, you see the castle, and you see the hub, and you see the beauty of the place. The food's really good there, too. I haven't been there in a few years. I love doing these shows because, like, man, I haven't been there in too long, so I need to make that happen. All right, so one of the other things I see in your notes, and, you know, this was from a while back, was it you finally got a great spot up in the hub to see Wishes. Did you know this was it for Wishes at this point? I don't think you did, or did you?
I think, I can't remember. It was the end of March. They might have mentioned it, but, I mean, we've always watched the fireworks, but we're more like, we'll watch the fireworks from Big Thunder or Astro Orbiter, you know, so from up high, because we didn't, you know, projections weren't that big of a thing, you know, and you could hear it from every place. But this later in the week, we had some friends who came down to stay also. And so it was just my girlfriend Liz and I, and we went back and we're like, all right, we're going to stake out a spot. And it was just, it was really nice. There were tears. It was very moving. It was really cool because, you know, just kind of thinking the whole Disney experience. It was just a lot of fun. And then we went over to do the, they had the Tangled lantern photo afterwards.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
So it was a nice thing to do. Just the two girls, you know, we did all that just on our own. It was a lot of fun.
Was that a super long line? Because I haven't experienced that Tangled photo op, but I mean, what I've seen of it, there was every time I saw somebody, it was like, ooh, a long wait for that. But the pictures that you get from that are incredible.
Yeah, it was a long line. It was long enough that she stayed in line and I'm like, I really want a pretzel. So, but trying to find a pretzel after Wishes, I had to kind of go a little bit of a distance, but I ended up finding one. And then we ate our pretzels before we even got up there. So yeah, it was about almost an hour wait, I'd say.
Yeah, but because
they had some technical issues.
Well, too, and it's such a unique, you know, photo opportunity. I mean, you know, just getting your picture in front of Cinderella Castle is awesome. You know what I'm saying? But people have been doing that same picture since 71, and it'll probably be there. You know, like when you go back in, you know, 2020, you can probably still get your picture in front of that same castle. It won't look much different. But when you get an opportunity for those special photo ops, like you said, like with the Tangled lanterns, it's worth the hour because now you have the picture the rest of your life.
Exactly. Exactly.
Awesome. All right. So, well, here, as we wrap up, I want you to give some advice to our listeners. A couple things. First of all, going down and celebrating a milestone anniversary, you know, really trying to make the most of it. It sounds like you really, the things I think I like the most about the idea of how you did your trip was, one, you stayed at a deluxe resort, you really splurged there, and you made sure you had basically kind of like a signature meal experience as well. Now, it doesn't necessarily, I don't think, have to be a signature restaurant per se, but you want to go somewhere that is special and, you know, more of a splurge for what you typically do. So give some advice to our audience, you know, somebody that's thinking about, you know, celebrating 10 years, 20 years, 25 years down at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. Number one, get a button, of course. We got buttons right away, and the cast members just treat you so special when they see that. We did a breakfast at Garden Grill, and Mickey saw that, and Mickey had my husband get down on one knee and propose to me again. And so, and one of the cast members were taking pictures of that along the way. And so, I mean, that's a memory that I will always have with me. And I mean, to just relax and slow down and just kind of see what there is to see, you know, you want to get on your ride, you know, you want to get your money's worth, but especially if you've been there a couple of times, you know, it's like, no, I can pick and choose what I want to do. And I kind of want to relax and, you know, I'm going to go have my pretzel and I'm just going to sit and people watch kind of thing. You know, it was more relaxing. We did, the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom and the egg hunt at Epcot, just to kind of do our own little touring there just for fun. You know, that's something that you may not want to take the time for, but if you kind of relax and do it, you can just kind of, it gets your touring done, but you can also have a lot of fun and play a game along the way. So we really enjoy doing that.
Yeah, it's almost like a mindset thing that you can still do stuff as you encounter it. But I think so many times that you go in mentally with a checklist, you know, like this is what I want to get done here by, say, 1 o'clock this afternoon, where I think on these special trips, you know, like an anniversary or a honeymoon or something like that, or, you know, this could be any trip. It's just your mindset, really, is that today we're just going to go explore World Showcase. But you know what? While you're exploring World Showcase, you might ride, I want to say Grand Fiesta Tour, but no, that's not. Yeah, it is Grand Fiesta Tour. I was thinking Rio del Tiempo. I had it backwards there for a second in my head. But, you know, you'll experience that. Maybe you'll see somebody do some glass blowing. Maybe you will have a beer and a brat in Germany as you're going through there. Check out the American Adventure and, you know, see Impressions de France and the movie in Canada. And you know what? Like, you were just kind of wandering through the countries. But then when you turn around and look at it, you're like, wow, we experienced some of the best of World Showcase without even mentally saying, I want to make sure I have a good day in World Showcase. You know, you just kind of let it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you never know when the magic's going to happen. We were at Magic Kingdom, and my husband's he likes to goof around. And so when the Move It, Shake It, you know, parade was there, we were dancing, and he got me out there. We were just kind of dancing on the side. One of the cast members saw us. We got to talking with her. She gave us use anytime fast passes, so we could go on anything. And she just did that just, you know, because we were having conversations. We were having a good time. I mean, you just never know what's going to happen.
All right, so I'm making a mental note. So over Marathon Weekend, anytime I see a parade that I can join in, I'm going to break dance in the middle of Main Street USA, expecting the golden fast pass. So, Chris, if it happens, I'll have to send you a tweet.
I will hope for that for you.
If you see my break dancing, they'll say, please, sir, leave the park. Do not do that. You will hurt people's eyes. Oh, well, so it sounds like you had a great time. I love talking Boardwalk. Love talking Disney trips, and definitely a milestone trip for you guys. So, Chris, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming on today and sharing your story with us.
Well, thank you so much. I've been listening to you guys for a while. I listened to the WDW one for a while, and then when that kind of changed, I turned on to you guys. And especially with you guys being from St. Louis, it was really nice to hear, you know, because you talk about Lion's Choice and the Cardinals and stuff. So, but being married to a Cub-loving man, it's kind of hard sometimes, but especially the last couple of years. But we've got the history on our side.
I mean, yeah, you get to celebrate 20 years, even though it's split marriage there. So,
yeah, pretty much it is. But we're as far away from the city as we can. We're only 4 hours to the Arch, so that's key.
There you go.
That's the way I look at it.
We'll have to send him up some Ted Drews. I'll have to do that.
Oh, God. All right. Now you did it. I love Ted Drews.
Good stuff. All right. Well, Chris, thanks again for coming on the show. And we'll talk to you after that next big trip that I know you have, at least in the works in your head. You're going to have to get that taken care of.
That's right. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at The Wisdom of Walt and Beyond the Wisdom of Walt. Two great books. You know, you want to show that you care for the Disney fan in your life. Don't just buy them a pair of socks, even if they have Mickey Mouse on them. They're probably just from Target. Get, you know, put some thought into that gift and get a copy of either The Wisdom of Walt or Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, the new book by Jeff Barnes. This one focuses more on Walt's vision for the future down in Florida with the Magic Kingdom moving into Epcot Center. And it also, you know, gives you little hints and tips to improve your life each day, your relationships with your friends and family and coworkers. It is a great read for all Disney fans. Check that out. You can purchase those on Amazon or over at thewisdomofwalt.com. And the perfect stocking stuffer, speaking of socks, put this virtually in every Disney fan in your life's virtual stocking. Get them a premium subscription to touringplans.com. They're going to have the information they need to steer clear of the crowds and have great trips throughout 2018. So drop by touringplans.com today and check out all the great advice and information you can give that Disney fan in your life. Don't forget, you can also use our Amazon affiliate link as you finish up your holiday shopping here. I know it's crunch time. Please do, even if you're using that mobile app, just put everything in the cart on your mobile app, then go to a desktop computer and go to brguestpodcast.com/Amazon and complete the checkout. Amazon helps us out quite a bit there when you purchase through them, and it does help support the show as we move into 2018. So please do, again, as you shop online, please use our Amazon affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, and we appreciate each and every person who has done that already. Don't forget you can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, and drop by the great Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here. We'll be back again on Wednesday, of course. We're answering your listener questions, so if you have one, send it in today, mike@brguestpodcast.com. So for Chris Sepp and Aurora, I'm Mike here in St. Louis, and we're going to get out of here, so it's time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.